Page 45. Why bots are female.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
I'm Siri.
Whoa. Is that a dude?
I'm happy to be alive.
Oh, it's a guy.
Yes, you can change Siri's voice to a male voice. And you've been able to do it for the last 3 years. But how often do you hear this?
I'm Siri.
The majority of our artificially intelligent voice assistants are female. There's Amazon's Alexa.
Hi there.
Microsoft's Cortana.
Hi there, party people.
Google's assistant.
Yo, yo, yo.
And yes, Siri.
What's up, y'all?
But why so many females?
Probably because women are the best.
That's not true. Okay, it's true.
Okay, you two. There are a few reasons why we see more women bots, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the fact that women have historically been personal assistants.
Good, because my boyfriend is Tony Stark's secretary.
Oh, so you're not single?
Okay, Manbot, you take number one.
Gender is important because without one, people do not like to talk to us robots at all.
Experts and studies have found that if robots are given gender cues, it will make it easier for humans to relate to them. Even without them, humans will assign a he or a she pronoun.
Plus, robotic voices are a dead giveaway. They tend to be either female
or male. There are no real genderless options.
And number two?
Females are seen as more welcoming, warm, and nurturing by both men and women.
A 2011 study out of Indiana University found that both men and women say they prefer a female voice. Microsoft and Amazon also found the same in their research.
But that doesn't mean there aren't and won't be man bots.
Male voices may be preferred for certain subject areas.
Copyright Wall Street Journal.